From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 31st day of January 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 36. For Friday night, it will be cloudy with a low around 22. We'll run down the weekend's weather report in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. Jojean Teal is reporting in the Register Star that consensus in support of shortening the runway at Columbia County Airport by 300 feet was met with applause after the meeting held on Thursday, January the 30th, by the County Board of Supervisors Airport Committee at the West Ghent Firehouse. Committee Chairman Art Basin will recommend the proposal, which could save the county millions overall, to the full board in February. Nearly 70 people attended the meeting that covered ways to bring Columbia County Airport into compliance with the Federal Aviation Administration's recommendation that the northern end of the runway have a 1,000-foot safety zone. The recommendation the board ultimately adopts must be reviewed and approved by the Finance Committee before the plan can advance to the full board for a vote. You'll find that full story in the Register Star, and a recording of the committee meeting in its entirety can be found at WGXC.org. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Greene County has again finished a fiscal year with more sales tax revenue than anticipated. The county received $28.6 million in 2013, more than $1.85 million than budgeted. It was the fourth year in a row the revenue exceeded the budgeted amount. County Treasurer Peter Marcoux attributed the strong results to festivals on the mountaintop, snow that attracted visitors to mountain resorts, and vehicle sales. Other counties in New York had what the State Association of Counties described as sluggish sales tax receipts for 2013. The association said the fourth fiscal quarter for 2013 showed a very mixed picture statewide. That is a story that you'll find in the Daily Freeman. Today's Friday, so it's time for the WGXC Ski Report with Tom Rowe.
Let it snow, whoa, whoa, let it snow.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Ski Report for the weekend of February 3rd, 2014. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for links to all three local ski resorts and National Weather Service. Hunter Mountain reports it has been so cold recently they've been able to make snow for nearly 2 weeks straight. Hunter now has 44 trails open, including Westway, and 7 lifts over 36 to 100 inches of mostly manufactured snow. Windham Mountain reports 42 trails open with 7 lifts over 10 to 60 inches of snow. Catamount Ski in Hillsdale has 30 of 34 trails open with 4 of 6 lifts running over 18 to 36 inches of snow.
Let it snow. Whoa, whoa. Let it snow.
Thank you, Tom Rowe. The weather forecast for today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 36 degrees, but Friday night cloudy with a low around 22. The forecast for the next 3 days on Saturday, a slight chance of snow before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 40 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow. It will be cloudy with a low around 32. On Sunday, a chance of rain showers before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 45 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of snow after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 20. And for back to work Monday, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, with a high near 35 degrees. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. The sun rose this morning at 7.08 a.m. and will set at 5.09 p.m., providing us with 10 hours of daylight. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 31st and last day of January 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a wonderful weekend.